Hello again, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is that place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. And today was a visit to the Antique Machinery Field Day. If you've come by this audio file on its own, the photographs are included and can be viewed via iTunes artwork function, for example, or the website is las.new-england.net.au. Today's Saturday, November the 20th. It was a bit of a cooler day here in Armidale, halfway between Brisbane and Sydney on the eastern side of Australia. I went to visit the Antique Machinery Club Field Day in the afternoon and had a great time. They had older farm machinery, tractors and various implements, lots of small engines of various types, petrol, kerosene, steam, and the draft horses, Shire and Clydesdales, going through their paces. But this photo blog entry concentrates on the tractors. And the first photograph is of a Case tractor, all nicely painted. It's curious actually to see about half of the tractors beautifully restored and painted, and the others midway through restoration being mechanically restored but still looking a little bit worse for wear visually. The paint needs to be stripped down to the base metal and then built up again. And this Case tractor is being a bit stubborn in not starting. I remember stories of people getting broken limbs, broken arms anyway, from kickback on such large engines, well, maybe not so large, some cars as well, where the compression ratio is enough to kick the starting handle back at you. Not that many cars or vehicles have starting handles these days. But anyway, you can just see in this photograph the look on the person's face, bit of frustration. It's hidden under a big brim of a hat. So I guess I'm describing what I saw rather than perhaps exactly what the photograph is illustrating, but this person was getting a little bit frustrated. The tractors were getting ready for the grand parade. It did start, but I think it used a bit of muscle power. Well, the second photograph is taken on the grand parade, where the tractors were described. Some bit of the history was given for each of them. This is an older Massey Ferguson. Don't know which model. I didn't write anything down, so I'm going by memory here. Massey Ferguson was a very popular middle of the 20th century post-war tractor. It ventured forth to a few of the colonies, certainly Australia, and throughout the UK. And no doubt other places as well. I think this is a particularly good photograph. The day was grey and overcast, very grey, thick grey clouds. There was a lot of drizzle, fine drizzle. So it was a damp old day, very muddy in places. So the horses were stirring that up a bit. But the light being less contrasty, in my opinion, makes for better photographs. So the detail available on this Massey Ferguson and of the driver is pretty good. The rain or drizzle kept the spectators away, so there weren't a large number of people. Good enough, but not crowds by any manner of means. The third photograph, an American tractor, I think it is, Moline, Universal tractor from 1919. A strange looking device. I hadn't seen such a thing, but it's essentially just an engine sitting on the front axle. I assume it's petrol. There's a tank above the front axle, whereas the engine actually is sitting a little bit in front of the axle. The wheels don't have any lugs on them, so I'm not sure what sort of terrain this vehicle would have been driven over. It's certainly not going to be able to drag anything of substance behind it, because the wheels would slip on the ground. The next photograph, the fourth one, is of a threshing machine. A magnificent, large piece of machinery. This threshing machine came to the New England district in the late 19th century. It was manufactured in 1881 and is used to thresh the corn, thresh the wheat, leaving behind the stubble at the front. It's belt driven, and we can see to the right hand side, to the rear, a steam engine, mobile steam engine. Don't think it's a self-propelled steam engine, because there's a it looks like there's a bars at the front of it that would be used to pull it behind horses normally, or originally. I'm sure it's pulled by other than horses these days to get it around the place. The next photograph, a chaff cutter. The stubble's taken and cut into chaff to be used presumably as feed for animals, especially horses, originally. Belt driven again. This, in this case, it's being driven by a tractor. You can see the dark overcastness, the clouds to the back of this picture and the rear of the picture. Wasn't especially cold, bit cool, but not cold. I guess it does mean that people weren't going away with bad sunburn. And the final photograph for the day, another piece of machinery, a saw table, belt driven. You can just see to the rear of the photograph somebody finishing cutting a log, but the focus is on the steam engine driving the belt. And just to the bottom left of the photograph, there's a couple of orange embers to be seen in the firebox. I don't recall seeing when that particular engine was made. It's an English one. I can't read the text on the photograph as it is. Well, there we have the Antique Machinery Club Field Day, and a selection of vehicles and farm implements. I'm Gordon Smith. This has been Look and See for Saturday, November the 20th. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for visiting, thanks for stopping by, and until next time, bye for now.